You're listening to SBS News.
France's parliament has voted to exclude unvaccinated people from restaurants, movie theatres, sports arenas and other venues. The bill is central to government efforts to protect hospitals from being overwhelmed amid record numbers of infections. Richard Ferrand, the National Assembly president, made the announcement.
Here are the results. Voters 280, votes cast 273, majority 137. 215 votes in favour, 58 against. The National Assembly has passed the bill, strengthening the tools for managing the health crisis.
President Emmanuel Macron had hoped to push the bill through faster, but it was slightly delayed by resistance from lawmakers both on the right and the left, with hundreds of proposed amendments. More than 91% of French adults are already fully vaccinated, and some critics have questioned whether the vaccine pass will make much of a difference. The law also imposes tougher fines for fake passes and allows ID checks to avoid fraud. In the Netherlands, thousands of people marched peacefully through the city of Amsterdam to protest against the government's coronavirus lockdown measures. The Dutch government eased its virus lockdown on Friday, allowing non-essential stores, universities, sports clubs and contact businesses like hairdressers to reopen for the first time in nearly a month. But while many businesses could open on Saturday until 5 p.m, bars, restaurants, museums and theatres remained shut as COVID-19 cases rise steeply. Protester Sandra Barbosa expressed the beliefs of many of them.
I think vaccination is a choice. People should feel what to do. It's our body. I believe so. That's what I feel. But this corona pass is a big restriction to society. You know, we all experiencing such bad moments about the chance of connecting with our relatives and friends. And there's so many constraints that this is just making things worse for our mental health. I hope things change very soon.
Dozens of people gathered in Madrid on Saturday to rally against COVID-19 restrictions as Spain tries to curb the recent spike in virus cases. Demonstrators marched to the Spanish Parliament and carried placards that read tyranny and crimes against humanity. Protesters like Jesus Diaz voiced their opposition to measures including the mandatory use of masks outdoors and vaccinations against the virus.
I am mainly concerned about vaccinations for children. I think it has to be stopped now, paralyzed, because there are serious effects for children, like myocarditis, and there is no reason to vaccinate them, and it is an experimental vaccine and the long-term effects have not been studied.
Health professionals around the world have stressed that vaccines are safe and effective at reducing the risk of serious disease and death, including for children. There is no evidence to support the protesters' claims. The Austrian government has announced revised plans for a strict vaccine mandate, which would now apply to everyone from the age of 18 instead of 14 as previously intended. The Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said the plan, which was due to start in February, would have three phases. First, from next month, authorities will write to every household to remind them of the new rules, and from mid-March, police will start checking people's vaccination status during spot checks, with fines of up to $950 if there's no proof of vaccination. If this doesn't boost national vaccination rates sufficiently, the government will move to phase two, reminder letters to people who still haven't been jabbed. And if rates are then still deemed to be too low, the third phase will kick in, with unvaccinated people being sent vaccination appointments with fines of up to $5,700 if they don't turn up. Chancellor Nehammer hopes that phase won't be needed.
This is a phase model, which has been designed in such a way that the government, the health minister, together with federal crisis coordination, can evaluate exactly what the vaccination progress in our country is. In a best-case scenario, we won't even need this third phase.
Werden wir diese dritte Phase dann gar nicht brauchen.
The central Chinese city of Xi'an has gradually begun lifting COVID-19 restrictions after it entered a lockdown over 3 weeks ago to stamp out a local virus outbreak. Some manufacturing activities have restarted in the city. Ma Guanghui from the Health Commission of Shaanxi province says lockdown measures have been either partially or completely lifted in some communities that have been designated as lower risk, allowing people to leave their homes for a limited time to purchase daily necessities.
Confirmed cases in the past 5 days were all found among people in quarantine and staffers in a closed loop. Some areas have gradually lifted controls and restrictions. The overall work of pandemic prevention and control has entered a closing stage.
Meanwhile, Beijing reported its first local Omicron infection on Saturday, according to state media, just before it hosts the Olympics starting on February the 4th and around 2 weeks before the start of Lunar New Year celebrations. The patient's residential compound and workplace have been sealed off, and authorities are mass testing people linked to either location. Health centres in Brazil are facing major staff shortages of up to 40% of the workforce amid the latest wave of coronavirus cases driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant. Health workers were being moved between hospitals in order to mitigate the impact of the absences. And in Sicily, a nurse has been arrested for allegedly pretending to vaccinate a married couple and having allegedly received a fake vaccination from a colleague. Italy has targeted the unvaccinated with a host of new coronavirus restrictions introduced by the government today. Four health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.